boys are off to a 2-2 start. A tough schedule early. Feel pretty good about the way things have kind of gone off. Boy, a big win last night the other night over Ravenna, 65-33. So that was a nice win for the guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a nice win for us. Kind of see a little bit of success and the ball going the hoop a little bit better. And then, like you said, the couple of losses, I think Northwest will be a good team. Maybe not as good as their record shows because Class B is pretty tough. But and then they're kind of big and athletic like McCook is. And then Ord shot the ball really well and kind of the same thing. They're a little bit more athletic than us. So that's kind of where we're at.
Maybe two teams, if you had to play later on, you know, second half of the season, January, early February, it could be a different outcome.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that, kind of the semifinal run in football. We've had some guys just kind of with some nagging injuries, and then some of the other guys that weren't football players, just some early season injuries and kind of some sickness. So we're kind of just waiting to get healthy.
Coach, guys coming back, you had some returning lettermen. I'm sure some new faces that are in the plans right now after four games.
Yeah, so Owen Axman's back. I think he started his sophomore and his junior year last year, and then Jake Bosshammer started his freshman year last year. Will Hoagland, another senior, he started last year until his injury right after we played you guys and then played Boone Central. And then Oliver Sharp last night, he's kind of our inside-out guy. He had 22 last night, so he's kind of been a little bit of our leader there. And then Zach Connor came off the bench for us last year and did a nice job, and he's kind of our fifth starter this year. And then off the bench, we've had Trey May. And who else do we got on the list here? Sorry. Hunter Key comes off the bench and Kale Crone.
So I take it, hey, no big surprise. Every night you're playing about eight, nine guys, huh?
Yeah, kind of keep it fresh, especially against a team like McCook that likes to get up and down. The more guys we can play, probably the more well-rested we'll be at the end there.
Leads sharp. I see your lead scored about 12 points a game, but then you got four guys at around 8 to 9 points. So everybody, I mean, good balance scoring. Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's kind of our goal year in and year out, to kind of have those guys hover around 10 points a game and be balanced. It's nice to have that guy that can score 17 or 18 a night, but we're going to stay balanced and try to find the matchups we like to be able to score.
Holiday tournament, Coach, you've got, I think, some games after Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, we play Amherst in the opening round of the holiday tournament, which is kind of a little bit of a rivalry game for us. They graduated their main guys and won a state championship last year, but they'll still be tough. And then York, another Class B team on the other side, will be tough. And then St. Cecilia as well.
Very challenging schedule there. And then right into January with, you know, GICC, you got North Platte High and St. Cecilia, Holdridge, Aurora. So, boy, some good teams coming up in January as well.
Yeah, we kind of set up the schedule that it's going to see how good we are. It's going to sharpen us by the end of the year, and we just want to learn lessons from wins and losses to be playing our best basketball in February.
Future look pretty bright. I know you played some seniors this year, Coach, so, you know, last chance for those guys, but down got a lot of good underclassmen on the way up.
The junior class should be pretty solid. Our sophomore class is kind of small. We had some guys move away or end up over across at the public school. But and then our freshman class, they're kind of just a group that we're working on getting them better. And then the eighth grade group looks like it's going to be pretty solid coming up.